Werewolf Wednesday proudly presents Invisible Lover. Ramble Fab. Have you ever awoken? Have you ever stirred in the middle of the night, swearing you had felt it? Felt me? Felt my fingers snaking their way into, around your most sensitive of spots. Have you ever stirred, thinking that it was me, thinking that I was on top, pressing down, holding, restraining, keeping you in your place, waiting for me to play with you? Would you want me to? Would you want me to visit you in the night? If I'm a phantom now, in your imagination, would you want me so badly that I would manifest in flesh and blood and hard, thick cock? I would. I know what I want. I know how deeply. Use what powers of imagination I have to cross the great distance between you and I. Gods, no. You are worth it. You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be lusted after. Directly there, bold-faced and in front of you. But that is not how it is. In the space between dreams and the waking world, there I am merely an invisible lover, one who could stir you from the inside out with fingers and tongue. The best and most evil of intentions. I would have at you. I would make you call my name, even if I was unseen, even if your hands grasped at air, only finding me accidentally as I took pleasure in drawing out every last drop of euphoric bliss. Your body deserves it. The way you look, the way you get aroused accidentally. Fuck. The way you overflow. Gods know that I desire you, that I would, if my powers were thus, reach out to you and grab you and taste you and bury my face in you and suck every last ounce of juice from the glorious designs of your body. Would you have me like that if you could? Even if I were simply a specter of your own lust, would you take me like that? I would have you like that if you could have me. strong hands finding your curves in the night, in the shadows. My fingers tracing lines that made you call out, moan deep within your throat, lick and bite your bottom lip. Makes me want, makes me ready to take. Would you let me? Would you have me even as this wraith driven by nothing but sexual depravity, the need for satisfaction that can only be found pressed against you? Kissing you, touching you, licking you, and fucking you. Oh. Would there be a joyous unknowing if even in the light you sat, even if your eyes were open, you could not see what brushed against your throat? You would not know what caressed your nipples. You could not fully grasp, though you wished it, every so often feeling my hand grab at your wrist and placing it around my thick and throbbing cock. Oh, how I would play with you. How I, through a sheer act of will, would embrace you, would find glory in utilizing your body for every form of its sexual satisfaction. Oh, I would slip myself between your lips. Would you let me? Oh, I would grab at your hair and push myself into your mouth. Even with eyes wide, you could not see when I would reach completion upon your tongue. You would simply have to enjoy every sensation, feel the way it moved within you. Enjoy and feel the way I dripped upon your tongue. My spirit gracing you, taking on every detail of my physical form and utilizing it, bending it, allowing it to take you, to make you feel the carnal glory that such a body as yours is designed for. As my mouth fell between your thighs, oh, as it made you drip, every single detail of you exploited to your own pleasure. Can such a thing be? Can I exploit you if you give me permission? If it is for your benefit, if it is for your satisfaction alone, your satisfaction that will end this night with the specter of my lust fucking you hard and deep. position that benefits you. And I know which ones those are. I know those positions you dream of, the ones that would set you on fire at the very simple matter of action. Oh. Oh, look at you. Your body reacting to just the thought of it. The thought of me pushed inside of you. The thought of me brushing the very depths of you. Caressing those nerves, those spots. Oh, how beautiful it would be, and how mysterious. Oh, the thought of me being able to do this to you. When your mind calls out for me, when your mind seeks me in the night, in that space between dark and morning light, in ways when you are at your most hated, at your deepest and darkest depths of desire. As your feelings make your thighs clench, oh, and make you think about all of the things that you require, that you need, that will cool the heat inside of you. Oh, that is when I will appear. That is when you will know me by the brushing of the curtains and the subtle sound of chimes on the wind and the smell of sandalwood as I lean into your ear and tell you I am here to fulfill your every waking fantasy. You deserve such. Not yet. I would let you summon me at any hour of the day. Oh, I would allow your mind to call out to me and have what you need and be fulfilled in your desire. And I would worship your body as I took it. I would celebrate you as you came. Oh, I would kiss and venerate and lick and lap up every single part of your glorious body. And only when you had had enough, only when you whispered those words, would I take you in a manner that you desired, that you fantasized about. I would. I would fuck you hard and deep and relentlessly. In whatever form you wished it to take, in whatever hole you wanted, in whatever speed. It's not until the essence of me is decorated in the nectar of you. It is nothing unless you wish it to be so. It will not occur unless you will it. And it will not end until you wish it to. Every moment of it. Personification, a celebration of your absolute depravity when it comes to forms and movements of the flesh. You would have it, wouldn't you? You would take it. You would summon me when you willed it to happen. You would bring about your own delicious depravity. You would surrender to your desires. If one were forced to serve at the pleasure of them, would you not? Oh, fuck. Beautiful dreamer. Quickens. My muscles strain. I harden, if that is even possible. All at the thought. Oh, fuck. All at need to fuck you until you are completely satisfied. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Would you have me as a specter of your own sexuality? The invisible man would give you most satisfying, intangible fucking. Take every detail of me. Take every throbbing vein of me. Take the head as it slides in and out of you. Oh, the way it crests within you. Letting you know that I am going to shove all this thick, glistening into you until you come for me, and I will move my hands over you and my tongue upon you to ensure that you give me every last drop of the sexual magic that you hold within that quivering, fuckable frame. So close, so hard. Oh, the pre-cum dripping to the floor. Oh, where would it belong if I had been cast forth through the ether into your presence? Would it be in your mouth? Would it be on your nipples? Would it be inside of you? And if so, where? What hole is mine to find?
The invisible majesty of knowing that you have brought one so powerful that he can cross distances with just his mind. You have brought that one to his knees. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Any stroke now? Are you ready? Are you ready to feel me? Are you ready to feel completion? To feel connection, even across this great distance? I would serve you with grace and dignity. And I would leave you spent and collapsed on the bed with not but a smile. On your face. So, what say you? Would you have an invisible manifestation of desire? Would you have me in spectral form if you could summon your own unquenchably hungry sexual servant, an invisible